And welcome to The Smoke Break. I'm your host, your old pal Zane, here with Zoe Schwartz.
Hello.
So, on this episode, we'd like to acknowledge some of the harm that happened on our last episode, and we'd like to also acknowledge a couple other things. One of those things being the amount of time that it's taken us to get this episode out. I want you to know that that's not coming from a place of not caring or trying to avoid accountability. It's coming from a place of making sure that when we do acknowledge our part in the situation, that we're properly doing that. I also would like to acknowledge that apologies are hard, and for some we might say not enough, and for others we might say too much, but our goal is just to speak authentically to the understanding that we have of the harm that we caused. So first up, the section on intersectional feminism. What happened in that episode and what happened during that section specifically was that we didn't speak enough to the role that Black women had, Black and queer folk had in that movement, and we didn't have the right voices involved in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, that's a huge blind spot that we wanted to acknowledge, and also acknowledge that during that section, we talked about possibilities for inclusion, but that's not what intersectional feminism is about. So we didn't speak to that properly, and we wanted to say that we misrepresented that topic, although not intentionally. It is something that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Also going into the next part, we have blind spots. We're individuals with individual experiences. So I just want to make it very clear that things that we either do talk about or don't talk about aren't coming from a place of intentionally talking about or not talking about those things. There's a lot of stuff that I'm introduced to for the first time on this show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of the things we talk about have the potential to be kind of like off the cuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But just because that is the case doesn't mean that we should be underprepared or ill-informed about certain topics.
Yeah. Yeah. And just that we don't always, have control over what other people say on the episode. And we don't even always feel like we totally have control over the direction the conversation goes. Sometimes it kind of goes off the rails.
Yeah. We had somebody say that they didn't believe in mental health, and we just kind of had to nod along.
Yeah.
But we also kind of took the time to understand why they had that understanding.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We want people to feel the ability to be vulnerable and also have it be a safe space where they can share their ideas.
Yeah. And we also want people to know that, like, although we may never be able to, like, accurately represent everybody or to even speak about the things that everybody would like us to speak about.
Yeah.
We are super appreciative of people who reach out directly, and we want that line of communication to stay open. And that even though we might not always be able to do the perfect thing, we always want to leave space for people to communicate with us directly and slide into our DMs and
give us an opportunity to do better.
Yeah. Talk to us if you feel like something we said was harmful, because we are people who intend on, good for all. We try to speak up for everybody that
and
we can.
Advocating for oppressed people, in no matter what the capacity.
In our work and personal life.
Yeah.
And we just want people to know that we are open to feedback, and we would always appreciate it if people reached out to us directly.
Yeah.
And we are happy to have those conversations. And I just want to acknowledge something that I said in the last episode, and we were talking about learning from sexual media, and I spoke about some things, but it really was missing a lot of context. And I said something about learning about certain kink communities from this one documentary that I had watched. And then I also mentioned in right next to that, I mentioned learning about trans people in that same documentary. And there's definitely a lot of missing context. And it sounded like I was making an equation between those two things, which is in fact a really harmful thing to do and was not my intention. But after receiving the feedback that we did and reviewing it, we definitely understand that's how it came across. And we think it's important to acknowledge the impact of our words. But I also just want to clarify that the documentary that I watched, it was actually from the lived experience of a trans person. And I was a young person at the time.
Yeah.
And I actually found it educational, but I definitely didn't include that context. And as a result, it did not come across that way.
Yeah.
And but I am a very strong supporter of trans rights. And I think it's really important to advocate and stand up for and protect trans people.
Absolutely.
And I'm definitely sorry that something I said came across in a different, came across that I didn't feel that way, because I do feel very strongly that way. And so we just wanted to take credit for the impact of our actions and let you guys know that we're going to do better to do better. And we appreciate the opportunity to learn and grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So going forward, I'd like to just talk a little bit about our mission statement. So number one, we both work in the field of mental health, but we do not come to this podcast as mental health professionals. We are two friends who invite friends to have conversations about lived experience.
Yeah.
So I think it's just very important to make sure that going forward, when we ask about a topic, I will do my best to make sure that I'm asking, how do you relate to this topic?
Yeah, we're not defining things. We're not authority figures.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, I wanted to make that acknowledgement. And yeah, just a big, I guess, kind of like mantra of this podcast is that like, I don't know everything, but I think I can learn something from everyone. Mm-hmm. And I've learned so much from so many people over the course of this podcast, and I hope to continue to learn from people. Mm-hmm. But I'll also acknowledge that, you know, like, not everybody has all the information either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of times when we're learning from each other, there's going to be missing context. There's going to be missing topics. But I still think that that speaks to the fact that everybody has something to say, mm-hmm. and, you know, that they're valid. So, yeah, going forward, we're going to talk more about lived experience. But other than that, we're going to take a real quick break and we will be right back with the smoke break.